This is the Kreuzberg area of Berlin, home to the largest Turkish community outside of Turkey. Around 400,000 Turkish immigrants live here. The Turkish council says racially motivated attacks against the community are a very real problem. In his family-run restaurant, Mustafa Basili says far-right groups are a concern.
The problem is the Nazis. It's a problem for Germany and also for foreigners in the country.
In May, a Turkish-born member of Berlin's state parliament was assaulted by neo-Nazis and ended up in the hospital. Recently, a former government spokesman warned that dark-skinned fans should be careful if visiting towns in Brandenburg, the region around Berlin, because of right-wing extremists. Government figures show that since 2005, there has been a 25% increase in violence from far-right groups nationwide, with nearly 1,000 incidents. Maktar Kamara from the African Council says visiting fans must be realistic about the welcome they will receive in Germany.
All Germans are not racist, it's clear. The people are friendly. I'm sure they are friendly, but we have a minority, and this minority is very dangerous, and we have to say, we have to take care. We have a region in Germany where there's a foreigner every day will attack, and it's not okay.
And there are fears that on the field, teams such as Togo will receive a less than warm welcome. German fans are known for their racist chanting against their own non-German players and even other predominantly white European teams. But German fans are not the only ones guilty of such behavior. FIFA, the world governing body for the sport, has long fought against racism, particularly among Spanish, Italian and Eastern European fans. FIFA admits there has been a surge in such behavior as more players from Africa and Latin America are signed by elite European clubs. The international publicity around racist chanting and attacks is a cause of great embarrassment for the German government. Senator Erhard Körting, who heads the Justice Ministry in the Berlin State Parliament, says he's confident all fans will be safe.
Each attack is one too much. And we will have, at the special points where we think something could happen, we will have their police, of course. I don't think we can say there are areas you can't go in.
Despite the concerns, German authorities do not plan to issue any official warnings to visitors. And they'll certainly be hoping that rivalries will play out only on the field. Catherine Drew for VOA News, Berlin.